I got a pair of Meta, META, the company that owns Facebook, what they call Meta Ray-Ban Wayfarer smart glasses. And I'll tell you a little bit about these. So first, before I talk about smart glasses, I want to talk to you about Ray-Ban Wayfarers. Those sunglasses, Ray-Ban Wayfarers, have been around quite a long time. And I'll give you a little bit of a quick history of them so you guys have some context of them. In 1936, there was an army colonel. And the Air Force was still part of the Army in 1936. He was a colonel in the Army Air Force, and he found out that pilots were having their goggles fog up at high altitudes. So he approached Bausch and Lomb about coming up with a style of sunglasses that would actually breathe better and would not fog up. They did some planning and investigating, and they actually came up with what they call Ray-Ban Wayfarers. And they were popular sunglasses that they developed, and they actually started as for military pilots. Bausch + Lomb ended up owning the Ray-Ban brand, and they owned them for quite a while. And they got a little bit of a post-war boom because a lot of celebrities kind of were seen with those glasses. So you think about people like Roy Orbison, Elvis Presley, almost always seen with the Wayfarers. And over the years, Ray-Ban actually had a lot of product placement. They spent some money doing that. If you kind of watch Risky Business with Tom Cruise, a famous scene, he's kind of sliding across the floor after his parents leave, and he's wearing, pink boxer shorts, and he's using the candle holder as a pretend microphone, and he's singing along to a Bob Seger song, and he's wearing Ray-Ban Wayfarers, and that was actually an intentional product placement. So they sold quite a bit of these over the years. Ray-Ban had obviously other models of sunglasses, but Wayfarers were kind of like their big famous thing and very popular with celebrities. And in 1999, Ray-Ban was sold from Bausch + Lomb. They sold it to the Luxottica Group, which is a big manufacturers of glasses out of Italy, and they own a bunch of brands. Like, for instance, Oakley is owned by Luxottica, that type of thing. So flash forward, let's go a little bit forward in time. Let's go all the way up to 2021 now. We're moving through history pretty quick. Facebook, Meta wasn't well known, but Facebook at the time, they wanted to create the metaverse. And they were still using the term Facebook for a little while, but it was what they call the metaverse, which is really their way of collecting data and information from basically everyone on the planet. Their product is information. So a good way of doing that is have people take pictures and snap videos and have that run through your ecosystem. So they partnered with Luxottica, and they came up with what they call Facebook. They were using the Facebook name at first, and Facebook Stories. And they were a pair of, they weren't smart glasses at the time because they didn't have any AI. They were just a pair of electronic glasses that helped you take pictures and videos. And they came in a couple of different styles. Wayfarers are one style that they used, and they had two cameras. I think they were 5-megapixel cameras, and they came in all sorts of different colors and lenses. You could get dark light lenses, and you could even have prescription lenses put in if you wear prescription glasses, that type of thing. But they really had no real artificial intelligence, and they paired with a smartphone, and that's how. And you basically used it to take pictures and videos. James Dean and Buddy Holly were also big fans of Wayfarers. So in 2023, they kind of upped the ante a little bit. They came out with smart glasses. The model I got is the Wayfarers, Ray-Ban, I should say. I'm gonna Ray-Ban. And they are kind of like the original Stories, but they actually have a little bit of artificial intelligence built into it. And part of it has to do with the app that they use on the smartphone. And I'll talk about that in a minute as well. They do look like a pair of 1950s Ray-Ban Wayfarers. They have the kind of heavy Wayfarer frames. Back in the 50s, a lot of the glasses had thin wire frames, and they came out with these more heavy, cool looking frames. That's why the kind of rock stars like them. And the camera is in the middle of the frame, and it's got a little LED around it to let people know that it's recording or taking pictures. On the right-hand arm of the frame, there's one single raised button on the top, and if you tap it, it'll take a picture. If you hold it down, it'll start taking the video. And then on the side of the right-hand frame, there's a touchpad which you could use to start and stop play, volume up and down, a type if you want to take a phone call, you tap the touchpad. And when they turn on and off, there's no specific button for that. You just open and close the arms in the frame, and they have this cool looking fake leather eyeglass case, which looks like a normal leather eyeglass case. And at the bottom, there is a USB-C port, and that's how you charge. They charge when in the case. And in case you're wondering, no, they don't include a charging cable. You have to supply your own USB-C charging cable. So when you first get them, you have to install the app on your phone, Google Play Store or Apple App Store, either one. I have an iPhone, so I went to Apple App Store. And you search for Meta View, M-E-T-A space View. And you download the app, obviously. It's a free app. And then you install the app, and it's very accessible. I mean, there's nothing fancy about the app. And then it walks you through the whole process. It'll tell you when to take the glasses out of the case, put them on your head, and then you'll do a couple pairings and with the Bluetooth. And it's very simple. I mean, I'm not really going to go into depth with that because it walks you through the whole thing. There's nothing really fancy to know about that. Once you pair it, you could actually connect it to a couple things. If you optionally, you could connect it to your phone book, contacts, so you could make and receive phone calls, text messages, WhatsApp, because WhatsApp is owned by Meta. It could connect it to Facebook, if you want to do Facebook posts, WhatsApp Messenger, and Facebook Messenger. You could connect it to all that sort of stuff. Couple of things you could do. Obviously, like the older glasses, you could still take in videos and pictures. And when you do that, you could browse them in the app itself, and then you could find it and share it just the same way you would do with any other thing that you share on the phone. Do it. It's simple enough if you got, reasonably good, iPhone or Android skills, you could have no problem navigate through it. It's very simple. Do that. Couple of things that are cool about it. So this is the cool thing is really the AI, and it's very similar to what the kind of AI we were talking about in a few of these other past things with some of the other presentations. So you could say, "Hey Meta, look and tell me what you see," and it'll describe what you're seeing through the camera. Here's a room. There's several different. It'll tell you we're cluttered with furniture and that type of thing. It'll give you a basic summary. Then you could follow it up by asking specific questions. Is there a red couch in the room? Is there a chair in the room? What color is the chair? That type of thing. On what side of the room is the chair? And that's actually one of the most useful features is actually, the follow-up questions. You could ask it where things are in the room, because a lot of times they'll tell you this is what's in the picture. Well, where in the picture is everything? So you could actually do stuff like that. And you could look at a piece of paper and say, "What am I looking at? Hey, Meta, look and tell me what I'm looking at." And it'll give you like a summary of the article. For instance, I picked a piece of mail off of our table, and it was a magazine like of the National Association of Social Workers for NINA. And I just flipped to a random page and said, "Ask it, hey Meta, look and tell me what I'm looking at. What's on the page?" And it did a nice summary. It told me it's an article about services for pregnant women, and gave me a few bullet points. Now, this is where I got already got into one argument with another blind person about what it actually does. Someone insisted that you could get it to do OCR. I've not been able to do it. Do not think that's a feature that's available, at least not yet. It will not read to you exactly what's on the page. It's doing an AI summary, which is pretty, you could still ask it questions about from the summary, but it didn't. I never got it to read just top to bottom every word on the page. So I'll tell you originally why I got it. And John, it was talking about reading packages and stuff like that. So for a long time, I've been using an ID Mate Summit barcode reader for identifying things. And when we get our groceries, we'll get $500-$600 worth of groceries at a clip. So we have all these bags of groceries, and we need to identify the items, put them, where we put them all in the right spot. The ID Mate works good, but it's kind of getting old. It's getting a little long in tooth. Barcodes themselves are kind of maybe on the way out. QR codes are kind of going to be the next big thing. I got this with the intention of identifying things, and I have tried that. You can open up, the freezer, take something out, and ask, "Hey Meta, what am I looking at?" And it'll tell you, "Well, you're looking at a package of pork, and it looks a little pink." And then you can ask it more questions like, "How much does this package weigh?" That type of thing. And if it says sees it on the label, it'll read that to you. So with that, it actually did a very good job. Sometimes if it sees directions, it doesn't do full OCR, so it won't read the exact package, but it'll at least identify things. And when it comes to identifying things, it does very well. You can ask it what color things are, what color is a shirt, what color are these pants, that type of thing. Interesting thing, I tried it with a pill bottle, and you got to be kind of careful what you say, because if you say, "Tell me about this medication," it'll say something like, "I can't give medical advice." But if you say something like, "Hey Meta, look and tell me what this bottle says," it'll say, "That's omeprazole," or something like that. So it does read medication, but you kind of have to phrase it in a way that you'd have no clue that it is medication, that you just want it to read to you what's on the label. One thing I have found is it is very sensitive to lighting conditions. It wants good lighting. You know, we sometimes when we do, AI or identification apps on phones, we forget that there's a flash on the phone. There's no flash on the glasses. So it is very sensitive to good lighting conditions. I was going to record a video, but then I was doing some searching on YouTube, and there's a gentleman in the UK who did an amazing video, and I'm going to send the link out on the support list because at the end, he even talks a little bit about uses for visually impaired people. So I'm not going to reinvent the wheel and with the actual demo. I'll send that out, and you could listen to it. It's a kind of lengthy YouTube video, but it's definitely worth a listen. It comes in a couple of different sizes. I think small, medium, large to fit different size heads. Like Nina, the medium size fit her perfectly. And for me, the larger size fit her. When I put her glasses on, it kind of pinched my head a little too much. But the bigger size fit me well. And you could get, just as in the old Facebook stories, you could get all sorts of different lenses. Nina's a fairly dark because she has light perception and she's kind of light sensitive. So I have like the green tinted ones that are progressive, which they do transition because I don't have light perception. So there's no, I don't really need any type of dark filtering. So mine, they kind of just adjust by themselves to lighting conditions. And you could do a prescriptive, if you have prescription lenses, you could put those in as well. Again, this is my first impression. I've had them, well, maybe a smidge over a week. And I have used them a lot in the house. I have not taken them out of the house yet. And I'll tell you why. There's a big controversy about people, making videos and taking pictures with smart glasses. I know when Google Glass came out, people were referring to, people use them as glass holes because they think it's an invasion of privacy. Well, I honestly don't really see what the big controversy is because almost every person nowadays has a cell phone. I mean, with few exceptions, you see people walking around all the time with phones in their hands, and every phone has at least one camera on it. So I don't see how much of a difference is having people walk around with glasses with cameras on, but yet people still get very uncomfortable when they see people walking around with smart glasses. So I haven't ventured out and tested the reaction of the general public yet to me wearing smart glasses. So, but I may try it. Yeah.
There was an announcement that this will work with Be My Eyes, and it also will work with Ira if you use WhatsApp. Have you tried it?
I'm not on the Be My Eyes beta thing, so I haven't tried it with that. Supposedly that will work directly with the glasses. The WhatsApp thing, if you use it with Ira, here's the way it has to work. And I haven't tried it yet, but I did talk to an Ira agent. What happens is you have to still call Ira on the way you normally would from a smartphone and tell them that you'd like to do a WhatsApp call, and they'll make a WhatsApp call to you, and you answer on the glasses, and then you could do it that way.
I've been actually been out with them, Frank, and I've had no troubles. I've been with ham radio operators and nobody had troubles with them. And I have taken a couple videos and put one up on Facebook without any difficulty at all. The other thing I want to add is that it works. They work fantastically with the iPhone because when you set them up, your iPhone sound comes right into the glasses. So it almost sounds like the sound is right in your head. And so you can use it for music, and the sound is awesome.
It's got two, they say they're open speakers, but because it's so close to your head, for the most part, people don't hear them. If they're around you, you're only hearing yourself, but it acts as a Bluetooth speaker. So, I mean, if you're playing music or listen to a phone call, they're going to come right through the glasses. Voiceover, if you're using a voiceover, it'll come right through the glasses. Yeah.
I agree. The audio quality is amazing. Actually, it's one of the stronger points of the whole device, I think. And no latency, nothing. Well, teeny weeny bit, but really works very well. I have made just the other day my first Ira call with the glasses, and pretty much what Frank said. There's a special button in Ira to make a Meta glasses call, so you just do that. So it goes to an agent who's trained. Then they send you a link that opens WhatsApp automatically. Then there's like a button on WhatsApp that says join call, and then you're connected. There was one downside of it though. So then the agent could see through my glasses, see what I was facing. And that was great. But it goes to privacy mode, so they can no longer see where you are on a map, like using your
Oh,
GPS.
wow, okay.
Because it doesn't have GPS. It's the feed of the glasses. It's not the feed
Right.
of.
That's what I'm
Okay.
saying. So
All
it's a
right.
disadvantage because the reason I wanted the help at the time was I was trying to navigate through a parking lot to get to a street, and there's like sidewalks and there's cars and there's open
Oh.
parking lot. And, didn't know my way very well. And I thought, well, they can see where I am. They can see I want to get to this one street, Gifford Street. But they didn't have access during the call to my position on a map like they would on a normal IRA call.
See, what Amy is describing at that point, you're just in a WhatsApp call. Basically, you're out of the IRA ecosystem.
Right. Yeah. So that was a downside. And as far as the reading verbatim or OCR, yeah, I agree with Frank too. It's very inconsistent. I will recommend there's a Facebook users group now called Blind Users of Banned Meta Smart Glasses. But it's a lot of useful information. There's a lot of people using them and sharing their experiences. People are arguing about the OCR. It does not do OCR regularly, but some people have had some success. If you say the command to look and read in a certain way, it will do a better job of reading the full text.
Yeah. I think they use the phrase from top to bottom. Is what I heard.
I never have done much of with my phone on vacation and stuff. And I actually had some fun. Mostly I didn't take it of people. It was mostly landscapes to show my family and friends where we were, like everyone else in the world does. You know, people have commented on the high quality of the images. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with them.
Llama version 3.1. And I guess eventually they're supposed to, now that Llama 3.2 is out, eventually, it'll probably go to Llama 3.2.
Well, it's just another application I used the other day on that same WhatsApp call was there's an intersection I was crossing that's particularly nasty. And the button to get stop all traffic was really hard to find. And so the agent helped me. I'm using just like it would in an IRA call if you were holding your phone up, right? You could accomplish the same thing, but I didn't have to hold my phone up with my hand. But help me find the button on the pole. And then when the lights changed to walk, he told me it's walk. They won't tell you to walk, but he told me what the light status was.
I just wanted to mention another use indoors or out is you can connect a person, not just an IRA agent, so someone you know that you make a video call to through WhatsApp. Once they're connected, you double tap the button that's at the top of the glasses, a very tactile button, and they can then see through, well, it's not through your glasses, they're seeing the camera view on their phone. So I've done this a few times with my sister. So I went to the store, I told her, you know, that I was looking for a kind of a businessy outfit, and she was great. It was so much fun, too.
Yeah.
Like, she's someone I know, and, you know, we don't talk much, so we interspersed our shopping with, and I have not run into anybody in the outdoor world or indoors who's mentioned any concerns about.
I also have done some testing, and other people cannot hear what you hear. Say what comes across your glasses. Well, you know how, like, you'll be with someone and they'll be playing maybe things through their earbuds or their headphones or whatever, and you walk by them and you hear them on the Wayfair Meta Ray-Bans, you cannot hear. I had a guy stand right in front of me and I could not hear what was on the glasses. It just sounds like it's in your head.
They claim it's open open speakers, but like Margaret said, you don't hear it. Yeah.
And they're also easy to stop. There's a side panel where you just give a gentle tap with one finger. So if I'm outdoors and on a quiet street, but I hear a car, I'll just tap it and tap it again. The one thing I would like from it, which I prefer with Be My AI, is I don't have to say anything to my phone. So sometimes when I'm out in public, I don't know, I just don't want to have to always say, you know, the HEYMETA.
Because
that just gets annoying after a while. So that is the downside. Like, it's very quick to just snap a photo and Be My AI. I don't have to say a word. I don't regret getting them. I got the cheapest version, which were $2.99 through Amazon. Yeah, you can get them in Lens Crafters and through the Meta store. But just for Lens Crafters, I called ahead and they didn't have a great variety and were even a little confused.
That's funny because I went to Lens. That's where I got mine at Lens
Crafters.
They have a white frame with, like, they call them salmon pink lenses. Mm-hmm. It's more of a tint. My one daughter did not like those on Mom.
I asked the people at Lens Crafters, what is the difference in price? And both salespeople at Lens Crafters said what people want to buy. the popularity of the type of glasses is why it's more expensive. But what I'm also trying to say is that you don't get a difference in if Jennifer bought the most expensive pair and I bought the cheap pair, her glasses are the same as mine, except hers look better. The other thing I would like to add is that I wear metal frame glasses. And what I do with my Wayfarers, I put them right over my metal frames and they work just perfectly. So sure. I got the clear lenses because I didn't want to pay to get extra prescriptions.
And the charging case is quite amazing. You can get a lot of recharges of the glasses from the case, which is a battery, without plugging it in. I think they advertise 8 recharges of the glass just out of the case.
Now, is there any way to know whether the case needs to be charged? Is it BPU or something?
In the MetaView app, maybe, Margaret, but I haven't found that out yet.
When you take a video and a photo, I assume when you take a photo, it goes to the photo roll on your phone?
It's got its own little world in Meta. It's all in Meta. So on the bottom of your Meta app, there are some tabs, and one of them says gallery. And in that gallery is all the videos and photos that you've taken.
So if you want to then send that video or photo to a friend,
you double tap it to make sure you select it. And then you swipe up on it to do the different choices like share or whatever. I forget what the different choices is.
So then can you share it through like your regular email like Outlook, or can you only share it through, like, say, WhatsApp?
I only saw the Meta world. I couldn't figure out how to do it via email. I'm sure you can, but I haven't figured it out yet.
You can set it up, though, so that it does download to your phone's camera roll. When the glasses go back in the case, it will automatically download the photos to your phone's camera roll.